Now, you said your full name is?
Harold Warner Hansen.
Good. Okay. I tell you, Mr. Hansen, what we're interested in now is talking about the old Apex truck that you built here.
Yeah, there was a girl here from Ann Arbor come down here and got this all a while ago.
She did?
Yes, yes.
Ann Arbor, that's strange.
Yeah, Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you spent a half a day with me.
Is that right?
Yeah. On the old historical buildings in Grand Haven.
Oh, I see, the different buildings.
Yeah, different buildings.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a book here.
That's the old Hamilton Motor, hell yeah.
That looks familiar, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, the home of the Apex truck.
That's what.
Where'd they get that name, the Apex?
Well, there was a fellow by the name of Ruggles. Ruggles run the business, yeah. And he was a slippery guy, so he run under Ray, under Ruggles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember when this plant first started?
Why, yes.
What year was that?
I don't remember the year. I can't recall the year.
Well, maybe just about. Was it before World War One, or not?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who'd you get this book from?
I don't know. We had it in the museum.
I'm watching it.
Down at the end down there.
I built all this up in here.
Okay, that's a picture.
That's the office.
That's the office?
Yes, I built that when I started to work out there.
Oh, I see. It says reception hall.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand you were a woodworker.
Oh, yes, that's been my trade all my life.
Would that be cabinet maker?
No, ma'am. No, sir. Construction builder.
I see. Okay.
That's how I got the city hall and the city fire barn and the Oldberg Manufacturing Company, Challenge Machine Company.
You did.
Big buildings.
Do you remember about when you started working for this Apex truck company?
Yes.
Just about.
Well, yes, about 1916,
yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I understood Chet Anderson also said that they had, the Army bought some of their trucks.
Oh, yes, they bought quite a few of them.
Did they?
Yeah, you didn't see the World War just going on at that time.
Yeah.
World War II, rather.
Yeah, World War One. Yeah.
One, yeah.
Okay, so it was probably built before World War One, huh, you think?
No, I don't think so.
Or built during the war.
Yeah, sure. They just started from scratch right here.
Oh, I see.
Started from scratch. Never had nothing in there.
How come they happened to locate here in Grand Haven, do you know?
Well, this guy is the fellow that run the business. He was pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And he bought the Timken Berry axles down in Detroit and the Florida transmission and the Buta motors for the light trucks from Buta, Illinois.
Okay, that was the next question I had. They got parts from out different places.
Bought all over. All we done is put the frame together and stuck some rivets in it and burned them over.
that what it was?
Axles and everything was brought outside.
Now, you said Timken?
Timken bearings, yeah.
Bearings?
Yeah.
On the axle, remember came from where?
The axle company in Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
And you said it had the Buta motor.
Buta motor from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, from Chicago.
See, we built a light truck and we built a 2.5-ton truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where they got a hold of this book. It seems as though I had that home for years.
Is that right? I think there's a number in Naramba. I think we've got one copy, I know. But you notice in this picture here of the assembly line.
That's the paint shop.
That's the paint shop.
Yeah.
But one thing puzzled me is that some of the trucks had Apex and others had Panhard. That was a French truck, a French car company.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I noticed some.
Well, that was Ruggles' brother. He built the other trucks down in Kalamazoo.
Oh, there was another plant down there.
Yeah, and there was brothers that were together in on that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the motor there.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get some pictures here that show
This is the machine shop.
That's the machine shop.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's Billy Melcher. He was foreman there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your job was what?
I was superintendent.
Oh, you? Okay.
I run the whole damn works.
There's another one.
That's when we built the frame parts down a little end of it.
So that's about what they did is they built the frames here.
Well, they all frames together and rivet them up, and then they put the axles and the motors in them. And
did you build the cabs?
Oh, yes. We built all the cabs, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I noticed they're different.
I build the cabs myself. Yeah. I build all the cabs. That's paint you up again.
Yeah, there's the cabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because, yeah, it had a metal frame, didn't it?
Yeah.
We had a metal frame.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
There's another one. So it shows a picture here in the paint line.
Yeah.
It shows them, did they have a woodworking plant there, too?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. You made all the truck bodies.
Uh-huh.
And then all the cabs.
The Scratch built them, huh?
Yeah, built right there in the shop. Built right there in the shop, yeah.
Yeah. The cab and body department.
Now, there's me right there.
Is that your picture?
That's me right there. Here's the fellow that had the job before I got it. Albert Nelson. He went home to Sweden for a visit, and I got the job. But that's me right there. I mean, I built all the cabs.
Well, how about that for a coincidence, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know that thing like a book.
Yeah. Okay, now, I understand that the company went out of business just right after the war, World War I. Is that true?
Oh, yes, yeah. They went bankrupt.
That's what happened.
They went bankrupt and had more money.
Oh, so they lost all the army?
Lost everything. Everything. Most of the stuff that was in the building was sold for scrap.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have been around 1918 or 19, huh? Probably.
Yeah, around 1920, around that time.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I wouldn't dare say right to the date.
No.
Because I never kept track of them that close.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But, how old are you now, mister?
I'm 92. Last month I was 92 years old.
Oh, congratulations. You seem to be doing very well.
Well, I never smoked and I never drank.
That's it. Oh. Okay.
I don't know whether they helped me or not, but I lived through it. My daughter says I got a daughter who lives down in Jacksonville, Florida. Her husband's captain on the Midway. He's a big shot in the Navy.
Yeah.
And she says, you're going to live to be 100, Dad.
It looks like you're going to make it.
But I says, I don't know, and it don't bother me. I take day for day.
But going, now I understand that was on the corner of Griffin and Fulton
Street. Yeah.
But going back to the other question I had, the some of the trucks, as I said, showed the name Panhard on it.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was his brother.
Oh, I see that. That had nothing to do with the French car.
No.
So that clears that up, then.
No, not at all.
Got another picture here for you. I was wondering if you could tell us anything about this car. Now, that's the van.
And that was never done in our shop.
No, I understand. No, but it was built here in Grand Haven, according to our understanding. But we don't have too much information.
My God, I can't recall ever building that passenger car in Grand Haven.
No, I know you didn't build it. I know.
No, but had nothing to do with it. And I don't recall of anybody else with it.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, so maybe we don't have the right information.
I don't think you got that right.
Yeah.
Because I never seen one of them built in all my days in Grand Haven.
Hmm.
I came here from Chicago when I was 16 years old.
Oh, well then, okay.
So I know it way back.
Way back, yeah.
But that's the van that they used to have them things around the carnival and then take a picture in it for a quarter.
But they did?
Yes.
A car like that?
Yeah, just like that.
But you don't remember the name of
it? I don't recall them. No, sir, I'll say that.
Well, this picture was taken around 1910, 1915.
15, so yeah.
You were... You should have known about that, huh?
Yeah.
Because you were here.
Yeah.
Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah.
And you lived in, have you lived in Grand Haven all of your life?
No, not since I was 16 years. I came here when I was 16 years old.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, from there on I haven't.
You have lived.
Because my dad was a wood carver for the piano works.
Oh.
And when they come here to go from Chicago, he come too because he's the only wood carver they had in the whole piano factory.
That was Dorian Clark?
Dorian Clark.
Yeah.
And the panels on them and then we, and the, pillars in the front, he done all that handwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his story, by from way back Sweden.
Was, you're Swedish.
I was back in Sweden myself.
You were?
Yeah, I was back in Sweden when I was about 20 years old.
Well, I just happened to be Swedish myself.
Oh, that's so. Well, yes. I went home to Helsingborg, Sweden.
So the Svensk gone, huh?
Yeah, you bet your life.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's why you're living so long, because we Swedes are always living.
Well, they're all pretty good-blooded.
must be the cold weather or something.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I can get along pretty good in cold weather.
Well, you sound like you're in very good shape.
When I built that city hall down here, I built that from scratch.
You did?
And I dug all that basement out, 40 foot wide and 125 foot long and 5 foot deep, and dug it all out by hand.
You really?
I had 3 half-ton trucks back down in there, and we'd load them up, we'd bring them down to the end of the Washington Street and dump them in the river.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By hand, huh?
All by hand. Took us a month to dig a basement.
I would think.
I started after Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
And then I worked 11 months on that building right from scratch.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And we paid our men $12 a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I got $40 from the city from running the damn job.
$40?
$40 a week.
Well, yeah. You must have had long working days. Well, how long did they work?
We worked 5 days a week and 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Was that true at Apex, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that was the same there, too.
So they had a 40-hour week.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I certainly appreciate getting this information from you, Mr. Hansen.
Oh, well.
You know?
It's all over memories, that's all, yeah.
Well, that's the sort of thing we want to keep.
I know it. That's why, because this girl from Ann Arbor, she was wonderful. She wanted to know everything that I built. Around this town and all over.
Was she from a historical museum, too?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
You don't remember her name now?
No, I don't remember her name.
Okay. When did this happen, you said?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
2 years ago, when I first came in here.
Yeah.
I had my wife laying over here for 5 years, and then when she died, I moved in myself.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mr.
Well,
Hansen.
It's been a short pleasure.
Shake your hand.
Yeah, you betcha.
And just want to wish you good luck.
Yes, I went home to Sweden, and I crossed on the Lusitania, and I came back on the Mauritania. Lusitania came back in 5 days, and the Mauritania took 8 days to go over. And went to Queenstown Island first, and then to Helsingborg, Sweden.
So you were on the Lusitania.
Yeah.
I bet.
And my boys, both of them, when they went to the war, they both went on Lusitania.
Yeah. I bet that came as quite a shock when you heard that she was sunk, right?
Yeah, that was terrible. Terrible. Yeah, but what could you do?
Yeah.
Can't what you do. You know, they have fire drills when they're out in the ocean and they slam the doors in your face and you sit there for a half a day.
Is that right?
Oh, God, yes, yeah. Yeah, but it was quite a boat. Lusitania was quite a boat.
I understand it was a beautiful ship.
Oh, yeah. Man. She made it in 5 days from New York to Liverpool.
That's excellent time for that.
Oh, yes.
That time.
And the Mauritania, the other one, we took like 8 days.
Oh.
I took the Mauritania back and Lusitania went on over. Well, my mother and my father's mother and dad were living, and I thought I'd go back to see Sweden, what it is. So I left Chicago and bummed across to New York. I went on the nickel plate line, railroad line from Chicago to New York for 18. It didn't get you there in 18 hours. It'd be $1 an hour overtime.
Is that right?
I got $7 back out of an $18 ticket. But they weren't broke in a hurry.
did they?
Just a sad run in the 18 hours or dollar return for every hour overtime.
Well, I was just thinking, since you were here during that period in World War One, there must have still been sailing vessels coming into Grand Haven.
We had dozens of them down here.
Yeah.
The river was full of them in the summertime.
Yeah.
All lumber barges, picking up a longer jag of lumber, bringing to Milwaukee, Chicago, and around the lake, Ludington up north. Yes, yes, there was a lot of sailing vessels here. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the larger ships that might have come in? Did you ever see any paddle wheelers? Paddle wheelers?
Yes, we had two of them run in here.
Do you remember their names?
The Holland Line that run in here.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were going over to up north, up to the Mackinac Island Summer Resort.
Oh.
They just run in the summertime.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But were they side wheelers?
They were side wheelers, old side wheel on each side of all of them, yeah. Yeah.
Holland Line?
Yeah, there was a Holland Line. There's Graham and Morton. Of course,
Graham and Morton was the Holland Line. Yeah.
That was the nickname for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. They ran through Holland, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph.
Yeah.
Then across to Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maryland.
Did you ever take any trips on them?
Oh, no. No, I never was interested in them. I bought a little horse for $10, and I lived through that for about 20 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had to dispose of them. He couldn't eat anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah, there was a fellow by the name of Kramer come here from North Dakota with a whole carload of Broncos. They were all broke in or anything. They were wild little ponies, and I bought one for $10. And that was the most fun I ever had in my life. I drove a stake out in the backyard, and I tied him down there for a week and never touched him.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then I finally got to throw a bag of straw on top of his back and get him. I broke him in pretty good, myself. I'm just a kid, but it was a lot of fun.
It sounded like it. Gave you a good ride, huh?
Yeah. Little dapple gray, a pretty little horse. But I had that thing for years. Yeah, then I started getting trucks and Ford trucks, and I bought the first one. I'd never forget. In the winter time, I burned out the bands twice in one winter. I never bought another one. I started buying Chrysler, and I've been Chrysler ever since.
Is that right?
I still got a Chrysler home in the garage. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we always heard that Fords were so dependable.
Oh, well, you know, they just had no band. You push down on them and they'd burn out when you got stuck in the snow. Yep. I burned mine out twice in one year, and I thought, holy God, I'm not on any of those damn things anymore. And then I got a gear drive, I got a Plymouth. And I went from Plymouth to Chrysler. Yeah. Building automobiles is quite a business today.
Yes, it is.
A
lot different than the old days, huh?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.